So this woman, it sounds like you're not quite that ready to rush in with chemotherapy. You're going to radiate this
Oh,
node.
no, I am. I know I'm going to go
Oh,
back to
you want to...
chemotherapy. I've already given her Xeloda and Nav-Lbiv, right? So we're in the sequence here. Right now we're going to radiate the lymph node, but I know she has bony disease. I'm a big fan of capecitabine. Maybe it comes from being a hormone person and liking pills to begin with, but I've used it a lot for salvage chemotherapy in women who have already had an anthracycline and a taxane for metastatic disease. And always in oncology, I know you remember your successes, but I've had several very impressive responses with that in pretty dire circumstances. And I've had women who've been on it for a considerable period of time with relatively good quality of life. My personal best is somebody actually who Dan Hayes started on capecitabine, and then when he left town, I took over her care, and she was on it for a couple of years.
Any sort of differences in approaching the young women with metastatic disease in terms of choice of chemotherapy compared to older women? We've talked a lot in over the years, we've talked a lot about choices in terms of hormonal therapy. What about chemotherapy?
No, I'd have to say my philosophy is basically the same. Sometimes the patient choices are different because a lot of times in metastatic disease, you know, what you're talking about is here are the choices that we have. We're going to end up using all of them. So what we're really deciding on is the order. You know, what do you want to start with? And a lot of times patients will make that decision based on what their personal values are. I find a lot of my older patients, not a lot, but many of them are attracted to capecitabine because they like the pill. Whereas some of my younger patients, rightly or wrongly, kind of think of an IV therapy as more aggressive and that this is the way they should be going. But that's kind of, you know, people's gut reaction rather than reality based.